Thank you very much, Mr. President. First, allow me to appreciate also and comment the work of the chair and vice chair of this IG. We highly value the agreed conclusions, which addresses key topics for our group, starting with the recognition of the high cost of development finance for developing countries. All members here agreed that more urgent and ambitious action is needed to reform the international financial architecture, making it more efficient, equitable, and responsive to today's global challenges. Also, in the last IG, we collectively called for strengthening the role of multilateral development banks to expand access to grants, concessional financing, and affordable long-term loans. Another topic that we address, but that we still think that we need further discussion, is the one related to the credit rated agencies. We agreed as a group that there is a need to ensure that their ratings are objective, independent, and based on accurate information and sound analytical methods. We expect to continue engaging in this very important matter in the sessions to come. Also, Mr. President, we take this opportunity to request the prompt implementation of the agreed conclusion 14, so we can have a briefing in Geneva about the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development process, which should be done in coordination with UNDESA and the co-chairs of the preparatory committee. Also, we would like to highlight that being this a very special year where we will discuss our collective plan for the following 4 years of this house, it is very important to acknowledge the crucial role that this IGE plays for the G77 and China. And we expect these discussions and this IGE to continue providing a platform for discussions after UNCTAD 16. Now also some comments regarding the participation in this IGE. We believe, in our view, is one of the IGEs that have the most participation of all the meetings. It's because the topic is very important for us, and maybe we could consider engaging, of course, more people from capital. Unfortunately, resources from developing countries are not that many, and it's not easy to bring people from capital to here. So maybe one idea will be to push for a hybrid format for this IGE. We believe that the topic merits this consideration, and we could all benefit from this change on the format. This is regarding the participation, and regarding the agreed conclusions, we do see value in the agreed conclusions. They are negotiated in a very long discussions. We, of course, receive support from capital, and these are topics that we engage our internal organizations for this. So we do see value on those agreed conclusions, and we think we should push for these conclusions to be taken into account in other fora. It depends on us members to do that. So just wanted to have these two comments regarding previous comments from other members. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.